Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a beautiful morning.
We're back. It's 12 after.
Just taking some clean, fresh.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get back. Hal Urban is our guest. Hal is was a high school teacher for many years he also taught at the University of San Francisco. He's a well-known leader in character education, that whole movement that many of you are familiar with. He's the author of a book that I told you about a while back, Life's Greatest Lessons, when he joined us the first time. That book is one of those books that just won't stop selling. And he's got a new book out called Positive Words, Powerful Results. And when I found out about that, I wanted him to tell us about it. Hal, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Hal. And I really like the focus of your new book because I believe, as you do, that the words that we use are very important. A lot of people are very cavalier about the words that they use, about the tone of the voice that they use when they deliver the words. They just don't pay attention to the things that come out of their mouth. And as you point out in your book, those are very important, and it can make all the difference between success and failure, whether you're talking about a relationship with a friend or a family member or a customer.
Yeah, we have a really fabulous tool called language that we often take for granted, and we get into what I call verbal ruts, and then we become unaware of the impact that our words can have, either for good or for bad, on other people, and of course on ourselves at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You say in chapter 2 how you actually say that words can change lives. You got some examples for us?
Yeah, one of the examples that I used in there was a couple of words that my wife Kathy said a number of years ago when my first book was taken out of print by its original publisher, and I wanted to get some more copies. And they said, well, we can get you some more copies, but you have to buy a minimum of 2,000. And the amount of money that they wanted was phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
And I was, at that time, not making very much money. My three kids had just finished college. We had depleted our savings. And I thought, well, this is just too much money for me to lay out. So it was very discouraging. And then I talked it over with Kathy that night. And she just very confidently said to me, she said, you'll sell them. And then we ended up having a talk about it. What I had pretty much written it off, and then we ended up discussing it. And I went on to buy those 2,000, and we sold them. And then I bought another 2,000, and I sold them. And then I went into self-publishing, and we sold 80,000 copies. And then I sold the book to Simon & Schuster. And it may not have happened had she not said to me very confidently, you'll sell them. And there are a lot of stories like that about where somebody got some encouragement from somebody else, and it changed their lives, or at least changed an aspect of it.
Well, absolutely. I thought you were going to say that when you talked about all those years ago that she said something, I thought you were going to say that she said yes. I thought that was the magic. I thought that was going to be the magic word you were talking about.
Yeah, she said that also. That was earlier.
That was the first really important thing she said to you.
Yeah, that
wasn't
was probably more important. Right?
Well, you know, somebody said something to me one time that really made a difference. I was, you know, up against something. Actually, a couple of times that I remember, I was up against it and on something. I don't remember the exact issue that was going on, but I was having a difficult time dealing with something. And one of my mentors said, "Jim, this is no hill for a climber, and you're a climber." And I'll never forget that.
Well, you know, especially when it comes from somebody that you have a lot of respect for, like you say, it was a mentor, and certain people have positions in our life of great respect, and if they say something, then it's really going to mean a lot. That's why what parents say, what bosses say, what coaches and teachers say, they really can have enormous impact on the life of that other person.
another time, another one. Then I, and this will be my last contribution to from a personal standpoint, folks. But I just think this was a big deal to me. I had another situation. I was tilting at a windmill, and one of my another mentor said, Jim, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. And I've never forgotten that either. I still quote that. I still use that in my writing as much as I can, because I think that's an important lesson.
Oh yeah, that's one of the beauties of having a mentor, you know, because they just they have more wisdom than we do, and it's really nice to get it little pearls of wisdom dropped on us from time to time.
Well, and the thing is, and this is the reason I'm really glad that you're getting this book out. How? Because a lot of times, every one of those mentors that I just mentioned, they didn't know they were being my mentor when they were. They didn't know that they were, and even today they might not think that they were my mentor, but I think that they were because of what they said and what they did, and so my point is, when we're talking to people, when we're helping people come along, our employees or whoever they are, children or whoever they might be. You know, we may not always know when our words are important. What do you think?
No, we don't always know. That's for sure. You know, Marlo Thomas wrote a book about the power of words, where she interviewed something like 100 celebrities.
She's been on this show 3 times talking about that. Yeah.
And I didn't read the entire book, but I read a number of segments of it, and I thought it was really good. Like, her father said something to her once, and he just said, "Honey, run your own race,"
right.
and it meant be yourself. Don't try to be me, and that type of thing. And it had an enormous impact on her, and she was inspired to write an entire book about it.
She's told that story on the show before. Mm-hmm. What about working with our customers? How you got any thoughts for us as far as working using the right words with our customers?
Well, I think working with customers is probably the same as me being a teacher working with my students. They were my customers, and I always thought that if I was careful about the tone of voice I used, and that I used affirming language and supportive language, that you let that customer or student know that you're there to help and be sincere about it, that it's going to I think it's going to make a real difference.
Hal, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to get Hal to help us with some words, some specific words, not manipulative words, but words that connect us to others, in our employees and our customers. Very important words. Right after these messages, we'll be right back with Hal Urban, the author of Positive Words, Powerful Results. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friend Hal Urban, the author of Life's Greatest Lessons, 20 Things That Matter. That's the book that just won't quit selling. And then his new book is called Positive Words, Powerful Results, Simple Ways to Honor, Affirm, and Celebrate Life. Hal, why don't you tell us, I know you've got a website, and also tell us where this new book's available.
Well, the new book should be available everywhere. For instance, Amazon and all of the other organizations that sell it on the web, and then it should be in all of the bookstores, and I guess eventually other retail stores that sell it, because I've gotten a lot of reports that Life's Greatest Lessons is sold in places, you know, like Walmart and Costco,
right,
and all of those kind of places. So I think, you know, my publisher, Simon & Schuster, they do a good job of getting it out there. And so hopefully it'll be accessible to anybody that's looking for a book.
Right.
I do have a website. It's halurban.com, H-A-L-U-R-B-A-N. Right now, the only book on it is Life's Greatest Lessons, but my webmaster is working on that as we speak, and so he'll have a copy of the new book up there on the website also.
Hal, one of the things that you talk about in the book is how certain words connect. The research has shown that certain words connect with people and make them, you know, either run away from you or want to be near you or whatever. They connect in different ways. Can you give us some examples?
Well, you know, there are a lot of words that have emotional impact to them. Of course, one of them that's most obvious is a person's name. Dale Carnegie, mm-hmm. when he wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People, said always use the other person's name because it's music to that other person's ear. Another one that I really like when you address somebody is when you just say, hello, friend. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how what a powerful impact and reminder it is. I have a little story in the book there about my wife and her best friend, who are both women past the age of 50. When they see each other or talk to each other on the phone, they say to each other, hello, girlfriend, you know, and it's just their way of reminding each other that they're pretty much best friends. And so a lot of the powerful words you can use just have to do with simple salutations when you greet people.
Well, you know, I you're exactly right, and this is a very important lesson for small business owners, because, you know, people remember things like that. And if we're trying to sell our goods and services at a price that we can make a profit, which is to say not at the price that Walmart sells things at, right, we've got to be able to make people want to come back to do business with us almost irrespective of the price. And one of the ways to do that is for when they walk in our door to feel like they've come home. And one of the ways to make them feel that way is by the things that we say to them.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I've had a number of people in my life say, well, you do your business here, but you can do it a lot cheaper here. And my answer is, yeah, but I'm treated so well here, right, that I'm willing to pay a little bit extra. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with is whether people acknowledge you. Another really powerful thing you can do is very, very simple, is to ask some questions of the other person, to show an interest in that person, get that person to talk about himself or herself a little bit. It's just human nature that we want to tell a little bit of our story. And I don't suggest that people do this by being phony, but just show a genuine interest in, mm-hmm. in the other person and greet that person warmly. And it makes a huge difference.
Well, things that customers like to hear are besides their name, and I think you're right. I think that's a wonderful thing to say to customers. Another thing is thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
We appreciate your business. Things like that. I mean, I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand how big a deal that is.
Yeah, the other thing too that I think is really important is if you have a customer that does say a lot of business with you, it's really nice to take a couple minutes sometimes to send them a thank you note, mm-hmm. and let them know that they're appreciated. I have a chapter in the book near the end there about how powerful words can be in writing. Most of the book is about what we say to each other, like you and I are talking now, but there is a chapter on the power of the written note. And Tom Peters himself writes a lot about the power of a written note.
There's no question about it, and if you one of the things that we found is if you've got a card, if you'll buy some cards and have them handy, and whenever something like that pops up, something that you want to say to them, just pull it out and jot it down, and you know, if you'll have stamps ready and the envelopes ready, it makes it a lot easier if you've got all that handy.
Yeah, it doesn't take very much time at all, and mm-hmm. it has that little personal touch, and it really registers with people. It's the stuff that they don't forget.
Well done, Hal, are two words that are really important when we're dealing with our employees too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, one of the books that I quoted from in my new book is the book called Well Done. Maybe you're familiar with
Jim, it. Jim Ballard is one of the co-authors of that. He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, okay, and Ken Blanchard, there's about five
Ken
or
too.
Six of them. But everybody, whether it's a kid at school, a little kid, or a college student, or a person at work, wants to know that he or she has done a good job at something. And it doesn't take much to acknowledge that, but to be ignored, that's a completely different story. You know,
Hal, we've got to wrap it up, but I want to thank you for being here. Will you come back again? We've got more to talk about on your new book.
Oh, I sure will, Jim. You're a pleasure to be with, and anytime you want me on, I'll make myself available for you.
Thank you very much. Hal Urban, ladies and gentlemen, Positive Words, Powerful Results is his new book, wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot is 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.